At the New Farm facility in Alsip, Illinois, I'm visiting with Tom Kroll. And first of all, Tom, I know you're Senior U.S. Product Manager for New Farm. Tell us a little bit about the job you do and what your responsibilities are.
That's correct. I'm responsible for the seed treatment specifically, and that means taking products for all the way from the early inception of a product idea all the way to technical support. Once the product is in the market, then we need that technical expertise to keep it in there and do the right thing with the product. So.
Now, you were showing us New Seed. Tell us a little bit about New Seed versus New Farm and how that all works together.
New Seed is kind of the umbrella within the bigger umbrella, which is New Farm. So New Farm is the parent company, and within that we have an organization called New Seed. And New Seed is really focused on, number one, the gene technology or the genetics of sorghum, sunflower, and canola genetics. And canola primarily in the Australian market, not necessarily in the North American market. And associated with that, then, we also have the seed treatment component, which is a sister to the genetics, if you will. So all of that is within the New Seed family of organization.
Tom, you referred to New Farm as a second-tier company. Explain what you mean by that and your goal amongst the second-tier company.
And it is a second tier. If you look at the size of New Farm and compare it with some of the larger organizations such as Syngenta and Bayer, we really fall into that second tier of companies in terms of our size. And what that means is that we won't necessarily be the top dog, and we won't necessarily be bringing on new chemistries as is their focus. But our focus will be taking existing chemistries and taking mixtures of existing chemistries and putting them together so that we can be in a competitive position with those new chemistries. And in so doing, we're never going to be that premium position. But what we talk about is that second tier and that best value position.
When it comes to the seed treatment area, what would be some examples of the kind of products you currently are offering or what can you say about what you're working on in development?
Well, we're working on development probably two major areas, and one is the acquisition of new chemistries, be that azoxystrobin or difenoconazole, which are key components in the cereal markets and then numerous markets for azoxystrobin. So we're looking at the development of those materials and getting the registrations for those. The other is really the implementation of some of the new technologies that are in the marketplace, and that would be, as we talked about today, the custom blending. Taking all of those different components and putting them together in a blend. And that custom blend is applicable to all of the markets. That includes soybean, cotton, corn, et cetera. So, and it's one of those things, as you may imagine, you take all of these products, each individual out there, each retailer out there has a specific need for their local geography and allows us then to provide that need to those various individuals.
Here at the Alsip facility, you work with fungicide and insecticide, but no herbicide here. Can you explain why the separation of location?
Yeah. And that's critical, of course, and seed safety is utmost importance with our development. And herbicides at a very low rate can impact seed safety. And even the materials that we develop, we have to test for safety. So we will run year-long, almost sometimes two-year-long studies to determine that the formulation that we have does not impact any of the seed. So that's very critical, and that's why we separate the fungicides and insecticides from the herbicides.
What's kind of like the smallest batch you would do for a customer that really wants a very custom formulation or, you know.
And that's the beauty of the custom blending that we've, that innovation that we've taken here and developed it as such. And we can go down in some cases down to 750 bags. So, and then we, which is about a 15 gallon unit. And we can take that from there and we can easily produce into a 250 gallon unit. So you're accommodating that smaller retailer out there, and you're also accommodating that bigger seed conditioner out there. So you hit both ends of the spectrum.
Tom, just to clarify for me, you don't actually grow and have your plots to create the seeds for New Seed. You get the seed, and then you guys work on the seed treatment part of it. Is that correct? correct?
The clarification is this, is that under New Seed, there's two separate components, and one is seed treatment, and I work for the seed treatment organization. The other part is, in fact, where we develop the genetics and grow those seeds, and so, or we have those seeds grown for us on our behalf. And so that would be under that whole umbrella of the New Seed.
Okay.
So it includes both areas, correct?
What is it, when you look ahead, is there anything that you are looking at doing, plan on doing, that kind of really excites you and makes you feel real optimistic for the future?
I think the beauty that we see is that we see in the custom blending, I go back to that because we see the ability to offer mixes and matches of chemistries. And there's a lot of chemistries out there. And one of the things that you find is that, unfortunately, we're not seeing a lot of new chemistries. So now it becomes, how do you best mix and match these existing chemistries? And that's really the next wave. That's that next wave, and from the end user perspective, getting those, fine-tuning those things. And we may be 90% there with the seed treatment offers we have. But there's still that 10% out there that we, you know, in areas perhaps that may have a rhizoctonia problem or a heavier pythium problem or something like that. And this allows you to address that issue on a local basis.
Again, Tom, by the main crops that New Seed works with, mm-hmm.
Yes, and there's really there are two facets to that. New Seed is involved in canola, sorghum, and sunflower. So those are the major crops. And if you look at those, you'll see, again, it goes back to the fact that we are a second-tier company because the larger organizations, of course, are going to work with corn, cotton, and soybean. And we've said, no, we're not large enough to do that. Let's specialize in these other areas. And so we've really taken that second tier of crop. And in so doing, you know, we've been able to carve out a niche and offer those genetics which are unique. On the other side of it is seed treatment. And seed treatment, again, being that second tier company, we look at those markets that are available to us. And that includes primarily the wheat market, the soybean market, cotton market to a lesser extent, and then beyond that, a number of other smaller markets.
Hey, well, thank you very much. That's Tom Kroll with New Farm. We've been visiting here at the new Alsep, Illinois facility, new headquarters for North America. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.